Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 11th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, all of those standing on the front lines, protecting our people, promoting peace around the world, davening for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel and all of us around the world, and davening that the potential plan being worked on between the Trump administration and Iran, the one that truly promotes peace for America, for Israel, for everyone around the world. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, v'nomar, amen. On behalf of EOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Josh Brody, Director of Partners in Jewish Life, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Brody's remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishabirach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally, Rabbi Brody will conclude with the Mishavirach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. The link is always ou.org/Tehillim Call. The sponsor of the program is ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Finally, today's call should be our learning and our tefillos should be Nishmas Adina Liba Bas Zev Chaim, 4-year-old girl who sadly, tragically passed away the other day in Los Angeles. So may our davening, our learning be a tzchus for her neshama. Additionally, we mentioned this last week. Unfortunately, they are still searching for a 14-year-old girl in Toronto who I believe has autism, who they've been searching for, Esther Odaya Bas Shira Miriam. Esther Odaya Bas Shira Miriam, may she please be found today and reunited with her family. And may all of us only know good things. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brody.
Good afternoon, everyone. And before anything else, I really want to just begin by thanking Rabbi Herman and Rebecca Levy for coordinating and also sustaining this extraordinary daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. You know, what you guys have built is really truly remarkable, because day after day, you've created a very special, a sacred space where Jews from across communities, really across the world, can come together to pray, come together in strength and unity. A really yashar koach to your incredible work and efforts. And it's really just an honor to join this remarkable gathering of Klal Yisrael. Amazing. From all over the world, everyone's tuning in today, right now. For so many months, this daily Tehillim call has been something extraordinary, a really spiritual anchor, and a daily reminder that wherever Jews are in the world, we carry one another. I'm actually really excited today because it's the first time that I'm doing this call as an Israeli. I'm actually not in Israel. I'm at a Starbucks on the corner of I-95 in Fredericksburg, Virginia right now. But this is the first time I'm doing doing this call as an Israeli. I'll give you a little sneak peek into next week's Parsha, because in Israel, we're on one Parsha ahead of you. So if you're listening in America, there's a little sneak peek of what's to come. There's really a special message in Parshas Bahalotah in my Rebbe from Rabbi Fran that I think speaks directly to all of us on this call. You see, the Torah tells us that the Levian began their preparation for the service in the Beit HaMikdash when they were 25 years old, but only officially began serving at age 30. The Rashi explains that the apparent contradiction when one pasuk says they were 25 and another one says that they were 30 is telling us that there was a 5-year training period. You started when you're 25 training for the work you would do when you're ultimately 30 years old. But there's an obvious question that we can all ask, which is why? If anything, the Kohanim, they're much more interested in Avodah. Their service is far more detailed and demanding. Yet nowhere do we find that a Kohen needs 5 years of training to prepare. So the answer given is incredibly powerful. It's a message I think you can all appreciate. A Kohen could serve for a lifetime, from adulthood, time of bar mitzvah, until old age, whereas a Levi had a 20-year career. It was only from age 30 to 50. That's it. And when your window of opportunity is limited, you know that you can't afford to waste time. A Levi had to be ready from day one. You didn't have a chance to ease into it. You didn't have a chance to figure it out later. No, I'll get more serious next year because the clock is already ticking. But I thought to myself, that might be one of the most relevant messages for all of us right now. You see, we all think that we have time, that we have time to become more connected, that we have time to daven with more kavan, that we have time to make that phone call, that we have time to repair that relationship, that we have time to learn more, that we have time to do more, and that we have time to become the person that we know we can be. But we also know that life has taught us, especially these past many months, that none of us really knows how much time we truly have. Now, living in Israel, that awareness feels especially real. You learn very quickly not to take ordinary moments for granted. A quiet morning, or a family meal, or even just a normal conversation. You see, the privilege of something as simple as Jews gathering to say their own together. And perhaps that's why this call is so powerful. Because every single day, people make a decision not to wait. Not to say, I'll connect later. Not to say, somebody else will daven. Not to say, tomorrow. But rather, all of us are here today. Right now, this moment. That's the message of the Levi. Don't waste the window that you've been given. And Rabbi Fran used to always tell us in yeshiva that you might be here for 4 or 5, maybe longer, maybe years. But those times, your years are going to go by so quickly. And then you'll get back and think about all those missed opportunities. It's for all of us. Every stage of life has its own sacred window. There are moments for building, moments for leading, moments for comforting, moments for inspiring, and moments for simply showing up for another dream. And once that moment passes, we'll never get it back. Maybe one of the hidden gifts of difficult times is that they remind us what actually matters in life. This daily Tehillim gathering is a living example of Jews refusing to waste the moment. Choosing tefillah, choosing achdus, choosing hope, and that itself is extraordinary. So as we prepare to say some Tehillim together, perhaps we can each ask ourselves, What is the window Hashem has given me right now? And am I fully stepping into it? May the tfilos, may those prayers of this incredible community continue to rise before the Ribbonus Olam. May Hashem protect all of our chayalim, all of our precious soldiers, and that he bring complete healing to all those who need a refuah. May he comfort every grieving family, and may he continue to bless Am Yisrael with strength, unity, and peace. And may we very soon see days when our gatherings are only for celebrations, only for simple, and with so much gratitude. Start with the Tehillim Kaf, Tehillim 20, Psalm 20. Psalm Natsayach Mizmor L'David. Yamcha Adonai B'yom Tera. Yisagev Hashem Elohai Yaakov. Elohai Yaakov. Yisraf Ezrachah B'kodesh Mitzvah Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Mimposecha V'olasta Yidash Nesela. Yitain L'chakil V'avecha V'chol Atzavcha Yimalei. Miran and Nabi Shulasecha. Yimashayim Elohei Duniko. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia adonai mishifo. Ya'anehu mishmei kacho bikurat yesha yemino. Eila berechev ve'eila besusim. Ya'anachli b'shem adonai lehenu nazkir. Eima karu v'napalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nis odad. Adonai hoshia. Amelach yanenu v'yom karenu. Tehillim Kuf Kaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Enai, El Heharim, Meayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri, Meim Adonai, Ose Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitain Lamot Raiklacha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ayad Yeminecha. Yomam Hashemesh, lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa, uvo'echa me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimamamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli. Tiyena oznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmaya adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha laman tivarei. Kivisi adonai kivsa nashi v'lidvara hokalti. Nashi ladonai mishamrim laboker shamrim laboker. Yechel Yisrael el adonai. Ki im adonai hakesed. The Harbei Imofadus, who you set as Israel, Mikal Avonosav. And I'll say Achenu together in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu Kol Beis Israel, Anusunim Betzara Uvashivya, Aumdin Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Amokam Yerachim Aleyam, Yotziyem Mitzara Lirvacha, Umeafela Leora, Umishibud Legula, Ashtab Agala, Uvizman Kariz, Unomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are distressed for captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Now say the Mishabera L'chayalei Tzal. Let's say the Mishabera for the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'yavarach Et Chayalei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael Anshei Kofos Abitachon Amdim Al Mishmar Arsenu V'Yarei Eloheinu Mehul Halvanon Ba'adivar Yitzrayim Umin Hayam Hagadol Ba'ad Levo Harava V'chol Makom Shehem Ba'yabasha Ba'avir Ubayam Yitain Adonai Es Oyveinu Hakamim Aleinu Migrafin Mepneihem ברוך הוא ישמור ויעשה לו סיילה מכל צרה ותוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והשלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ויעזבר שונאו, תחתיהם, ופרם בקצר ישועה ויעשה את הצפון. יום בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם וילחם בכם, עם אויביכם להשיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. And finally, we'll conclude with the Misha Berach for the colon, prayer for all those who are sick. And of course, I'll pause so anyone can say the names of anyone that they need to pray for. Misha Berach, Avraham, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, Gavri, Shlomo, Yivarach, V'Yarate, Esapolim, V'Esapolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachmimam, Lerapotam, Lachazikam, Chayosam, Yishlach Lehem, Meheira, Refuah Shlema, Meshamayim, Lachoy Barein, Lachoy Gideim, Tachapol Yisrael, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Sagur, Ashka, Ba'agala, in his man Kariv, and Omar Amen, and they all be blessed with a speedy and painless recovery.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ray Brody. Great to have you on. Safe journey. Really appreciate you. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Peace, God, and Yerush Hashem. In the near future, and really thank you for all you've said and shared about this really incredible program, which is about all the people who call into it each and every single day. And I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. We'll see you back in Yerush Hashem, please God, tomorrow.